Episode 100, and well, that's really loud. Okay. Why is it so loud? So loud. Really? There we go. Hello? 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 Really?
Hello?
Episode 143, Metaphorical Carriage House Borough Hub. This is our 607. This is Fickle. Okay, let's try this again. Hello? 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 Okay. What? Huh? Okay, quiet, please. You need to turn the volume off on that or pause it for a second, please. Just for a second. I'm sorry. Okay, quiet, please. Quiet, please. No, you're not. You're making noise. Please don't for a second. Episode 100 and... criminy. Episode 143. Metaphorical Carriage House Borough Hug. This is our 6 of 7. And this week we talk about picking Grandpa's feet, God's crazy Rube Goldberg devices, and starting a podcast when you suck with words. You can find us places. You can dial or text a phone number. I think that is it. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
blasts off.
Goes to Washington D.C. and just punches the wall.
I hate you and everything you stand for. Why are you in my pants?
Well, like the dates that I've gone on, and I'm no longer going out with that girl. Three.
Right. All with that girl. Like, yeah. Three different.
No, all with that girl. No, all that girl. Which it was about fucking impossible to ask her out in the first place.
But you did it.
But I did it, and then felt like, okay, this is like heroin. I might start asking out chicks like crazy, which is not appealing to me.
Excellent.
And maybe these were kind of first date hugs. Not, like, whatever.
Wasn't.
No, not at all.
They didn't work for you.
They were fine hugs, but no. Like, it wasn't, like, the soul hug that I need. And I don't know what that means. You're welcome, Internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know where it comes from.
I think that's
from.
A lot to put on an initial hug.
Yeah, and it wasn't expected as a good soul hug from his lady. Fuck, man, I don't know.
Here's why I think bro hugging it out works, though.
Keep pushing, Bobby. We'll get there. We'll get him to hug.
Well, because if you're describing a soul hug that you need, the only people that know how you're feeling are your bros.
Please stop saying bro.
It's so awesome, though.
Snort coffee. Sometimes we end phrases.
Bro hug it out. Yeah.
Can we end bro, please?
Bro hug it out, bro. They bro it up on Jersey Shore. That's why I'm saying it.
Oh, boy.
It's funny.
Makes me think of, what's the podcast that you like with Dave Anthony?
Walk in the Room. Yeah, they do that. I pull on. Most of my shit's fake. I'm just stealing from other people.
It's hard not to, man.
Yeah. Well, when they crack on people saying bro, it's funny. So I want to crack on people saying bro.
Be able to bro like yourself.
Yeah, bro hug it out, bro.
Yourself as much as
that's well. My new saying, bro hug it out, bro. But genuinely, do you know what I'm saying? As far as...
Yes, but I don't feel similarly, I don't believe. Like, I don't know if it's like a good cry fucking hug. I don't, like, you know, I don't know.
Cried.
Do what?
When's the last time you opened the web?
It's like, been a while. Sure.
How long's a while?
I don't know.
Give me a ballpark.
A year? Year and a half? Not that long, I guess, but... And even then, like, it probably... Yeah,
talking
probably.
Specifically just crying by yourself?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's,
oh, that's not that song.
No, that's Girl Talk. There's probably a fair amount of build up grief in me, and probably all of us for that matter.
Yeah.
Not just trying to point at me and, hey, look
sad
at me.
Sad monsters wandering around.
I think sometimes you worry that your grief shouldn't exist. Like, you're trying to figure out a way to expel the grief without having to deal with it. What I told you the last time that we had one of these was that you have every fucking reason to be grieving. Like, your shit got fucked
Not
up.
Not every reason, but a bunch of reasons.
I'm saying your shit got fucked up.
Yeah, but I feel like an asshole if, like... I don't feel like an asshole.
When are you worried about feeling like an asshole?
By being a whiny bitch about my grief, basically.
Dude...
Yeah, I mean that's what your bros are there for,
bro. Bro, hug it out, bro. The chicks on Jersey Shore call each other bro.
Fuck,
they would.
Did I mark that? Anybody pay attention?
I think
no, I don't think I did actually. Make sure your input, Joel. No, I did. Sweet.
Yes,
you're a genius. God damn it! I'm always wrong to you. Always wrong.
You're always right to me.
The mountains are hills. Yeah, I am. That's
so
weird, isn't it?
To me.
It's fucked up.
That's making me feel uncomfortable, too.
I don't want to feel like a whiny bitch. At the same time, I spend a lot of time being a whiny bitch about not feeling like, not wanting
exactly
to be a whiny bitch.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do about that.
Give it up. Let it out.
Yes, yeah. Life is weird, man.
Agreed.
Life is weird.
Totally weird. Which is why you need like-minded people to fucking bro hug it out with you, bro. I mean, that
doesn't do anything for me, though.
I don't mean it anymore as a actual hug.
Okay.
I mean it now
As we speak.
Out right now. Okay. We're discussing this, being able to open up to us. Am I right?
Yeah, we're bro-hugging it out.
Metaphorical carriage house bro-hug.
Right. Yeah. Thank God for all these candles.
Welcome, Snort Coffee.
We're getting off the rip-roaring start.
Zippy, Joel Train, me, hi.
You're not sad yet. Get fucking ready. No jokes. All sad for the next hour. We'll be taking your calls as long as you lost a child or a loved one.
937-5501.
Both. What if you didn't love your child and you still lost him? You feel a little guilty about that? What's up?
But you also lost a loved one, so it meets the quota, so you're good.
Did he eat your child? Call us. Come on.
Fat babies.
Your loved one got diabetes from eating your fat baby. You really loved that uncle, but now he's gone. You're kind of glad that you don't have to feed the baby anymore. Give us a call.
We're live on the east side from a freezing-ass cold.
Not quite freezing.
I'm freezing, dude.
Real quick, like,
my feet are cold.
To sidestep the emotion stuff for a minute, I went camping the weekend before Christmas.
Nice.
It was fun, man. Yep. It was like the cold was like a challenge that I went into. Like, I'm fucking doing this. Like, I'm bringing two sleeping bags, and I'm going to make this work. Like, we brought a coffee maker. We're going to get a bunch of fucking firewood, and, like, we're going to beat the cold.
I did that at my house one night.
Why?
We lost our power.
Yeah.
It got down to 34 degrees in my house.
How much wood did you burn?
What is that Celsius?
I don't know. Zero.
Zero.
No.
Just
not quite.
Above zero, right? Because it's 32. Yeah.
0.125. It's pi.
So, yeah, I was really proud of myself for going.
Nice.
Going winter camping.
That's cool.
So, as a result, it's not bitter ass cold. To me.
I'm pretty cold.
No better place to bro hug it out than winter camping.
Oh, that's the other thing that I finally realized with my buddy. So I got like this like
body heat helps?
Yeah. No. I got this crew of like three.
Everybody unzip your sleeping bags and we'll zip them together and then we're all gonna lay in the middle.
But it doesn't even have to be like wintertime camping. I realized I've got this group of like three dudes that we tend to go camping together two or three times a year. We'll just go out to Houston Woods, pitch a tent. Metaphorically, yeah, like and, pun and or whatever the fuck that is intended.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And it took until we've probably done it like.
This tent feels so good.
We've probably done it like. Rubbing like the head of my. Sorry. We've probably done it like five times, maybe six times. And it took until this time for me to realize, like, I bet there's a bunch of like on the sly gay dudes that are like. Hey, wifey, like, you know how I love camping with my buddy? Like, yeah, I'm Brokeback Mountaining it. Like, we're going out camping, and we're banging in my fucking tent. Like, that's the whole reason that we really do this.
If the tents are flapping, don't come a-rapping.
And the first couple of times you were fucking these guys, you didn't realize this?
I didn't realize that's why I was doing it. I didn't realize that it was a thing. A Brokeback camp trip. I didn't. But it was.
I like it.
What is this Brokeback you speak of?
Well, because, like, they'd go out, like, according to what I've heard. I've never seen the movie.
Oh, it's a movie?
Yeah, I think they made a movie.
Okay.
But, yeah, they went out and, like, rode horses and shit together.
So homophobic.
You?
Yeah. No, not really.
I get that.
That's why I didn't really tell you my real fringe porn searches.
Let's talk off air, because we might be able to hit me up with some sites. TV stuff, right? All right. No? All right. So it's cold in here, and you're sad, and you can't find a hug to fill up your soul
your with soul hug.
And orange juice.
You should listen to Styles P. He has a song called Soul Clap.
That's way different than a hug.
Can I get a soul clap?
No.
Can I get a soul clap? No, that's something similar.
I would prefer my soul to be chlamydia-free.
Chlamydia-free?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the clap.
Oh, the clap. God damn it, I'm stupid.
Man, that was an easy one.
I've told you guys about how, like, I cry to It's a Wonderful Life, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I find it's a tool, and, like, sometimes when I need a good cry and I can't, like, think of enough dead puppies to cry about, It helps to have something there. It's
yeah. I don't think I've got anything
feel like that too. Like it doesn't work the way.
Yeah. Huh.
My wife hung a picture of my grandpa up on our fridge.
Nice.
It gets me every now and then. I go in to make a sandwich. Be like, oh, that's fucking right.
It's interesting about your grandpa and how connected to your to him you are. I've talked about it with you a couple times, and I'm not sure if it makes me wish I loved my grandpa or like was this. I think the love is probably borderline equal. You just had a deeper relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'll put it in this context for you. I wish I could feel the same way about my other grandparents as I do him.
Wow, that's interesting. But I go back and forth on it. Like. It seems like that was a really close connection, and that's a good thing. However, I can walk by a picture of my grandpa, and like it doesn't cause a hiccup in my day. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you just spoke in a weird accent.
It's sort of nice not to be because you get detached from that like deep emotional pain.
Right. So I hold on to pain so much, and I feel like it's healthy, and it's probably not. But I want pain sometimes. Is that weird?
You're cutting yourself.
No, not that kind of, not physical pain. Okay. Emotional pain. Like,
are you killing your grandparents? Are you sad about it?
See, I think I distract myself from that physical pain most of the time.
You mean emotional?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said physical.
How do you distract? What tools do you use
whatever
to do that?
Something to listen to, TV. Anything that says, hey, there's something else to think about.
Right.
But I'm weird, and as much as I hate that he's gone, I love thinking about him, which eventually gets me to sad,
right.
But I love
those memories.
Still having it. I love recalling, like, this is morbid, but I love recalling the last couple of hours.
When you watched him die?
Yeah, where he couldn't understand me, per se, but everybody said he could, but I didn't think he could.
He probably at least understood that you were there.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think so. I just want to know, this is so selfish, I just want to know if he had this thought go through his head. Like, fucking Bobby, you were the only one that stuck around the whole time. And not,
this morbid fuck's going to watch me die. This crazy son of a bitch just wants to watch me die.
Yeah. Like, that's so weird. That's just, I know it's weird.
No, I don't think it's all that weird, honestly. I think it's as weird as any of our sort of experiences are. But, and I sort of buy into that, like, however you managed it, like, life's complicated and weird and tough in parts, and however you manage that, like, in your life, however it works for you is how it works for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's some stuff that's weird. I used to pick his feet.
That is weird.
I would sit down at the end of his recliner with his feet kicked up in the recliner. With a knife.
I am totally sick of this bro hug.
Slice.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Skin off of his feet.
What in the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't realize that's what you meant by pick his feet.
I did. Yikes.
Yeah, you know, I had a lot of dry, thick calluses. He would always do it, and I would ask if I could do it.
Thanks for serving in the war, Grandpa.
Crazy fuck wants to carve me up.
It's so weird now. I know, it's so fucking weird. Boy. But I enjoyed doing it. It's so weird. You know what else is crazy? My grandpa used to take me to the
bar. It ain't going
to
be crazier than that.
My grandpa used to take me to the bar and drink the whole time. There is no way I would let Joe take Kaylee to a bar while he's drinking the whole time.
Yeah.
But it was like totally acceptable back then. Nice. And like, I don't even think it was socially acceptable. I just think that personally, my mom knew it was cool. It was just internally it was acceptable.
He's a really good drunk driver.
He was a really good
drunk driver. He's a better drunk driver than he is a sober driver. When he's sober, he gets really mad behind the wheel and, like, it's aggressive and shit. And when he's drunk, he's just like, merge. It's fine.
But I'm that way. I'm way more careful when I'm drunk. I'm a better driver drunk.
Right. We got some tears. Are they from the cold?
From laughing.
Ah,
I got overactive tear ducts. Lifelong excuse.
I've always been cry. I've been told that I don't produce enough tears.
Yeah. I laughing hard produces tears for me.
Sometimes. It takes a lot for me. But I think I've done
no, like one twice. One good,
really
one good like,
and then you're
yeah, yep, overactive tear ducts, self-diagnosed, no treatment, no life treatment. Affliction, tap out,
just suffer alone, tap out. I had another new experience.
Jesus Christ!
If you guys don't want to talk about if we're But I don't mind staying in the therapy corner.
Yeah, whatever.
This one was.
I probably
sure,
got another.
I'm sure I've
got
we'll work a, this one into a therapy session.
Probably. This one was even lower numbers than the other two experiences.
Jesus,
bro, hug it out, bro.
I went to a Zen meditation thing.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Would you do the steam tent in Arizona?
No, I don't think I'd go that far.
Was it similar?
No, it was just, well, I mean, not it was similar to the Quaker thing in that it was in somebody else's fucking, it was like in some crazy, like, Unitarian church where they're like, whatever, like,
yeah,
we're open to really whatever.
Like, come and draw stars with circles around them and candles and
write Zippy or whatever the fuck you do. Like, just do it. It's fine. And they had a little fucking room in there. And I found them online. The, what was it? Zen Dayton, like, society, not society, but whatever. Like, some sort of Zen Dayton thing. So I go in with my buddy. I didn't go solo this time. This is the only time where I came in with, like, a friend.
Yeah.
Will, who moved to Detroit.
How does that make you feel?
That Will moved to Detroit?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. Like, I was really, when he told me, at first I was like, fuck, he's going to be a ways away. And then I realized, actually, it's pretty close, and it's good for Will. Like, he's striking out on his own and starting his life. That's a good thing.
He'll finally get to hang out with black people.
Exactly. Exactly. He's, that, Detroit's going to cure that racist, is what I thought. He'll have no choice but to like everyone. So, yeah, I went to this, went to this room in a Unitarian church with my buddy Will, and we, like, walk in, and there's a lady sitting on the floor, and a dude sitting in a chair, and they're like, what's up? And we're like, well, we're here for the thing you're here for. We've just never done it before.
I'm sorry I didn't bring donuts. Now that I see you here, I feel like I should have brought donuts.
Is this, that wasn't on the website, but I'm definitely getting that vibe that, like, you guys are upset that I showed up empty-handed. So we come in, and they're like, take your shoes off before you come into the room. And they got a little, like, TV tray cart thing, like a small little table or whatever. And they got a little Buddha on there. And they got a, a incense burner in front of him. And so we just sort of sat there and chilled. And, like, they talked about meditation and, like, asked, what do you guys know? And Will didn't know anything. And I'd done a little bit of reading online. And then, so they're like, this is how you do it. So that's it. That's all taken care of. We fully explained it to you in 5 minutes. You should have no problem meditating now. And we sat there for, like, 20 minutes.
Silent?
Yeah. Whoa. The Quaker meetings are an hour of silence.
What? That's crazy.
So we sat there for 20 minutes silently, and at the beginning, the dude, like, did a little gong, and then lit a match and lit his incense, and we all sat there for 20 minutes. That was eyes open, interestingly enough.
Were you darting?
No, I was just trying to pick a spot and just, like, focus on that spot, and then focus on my breathing, and just stay with, like, try to keep any thoughts just to my breath. Because a lot of that seems to be, like, the goal is to just be present for life and not to have, like, expectations or disappointments or just, like, accept it for what it is and do your best. And that's their sort of, that's a rough, super rough explanation of their sort of way or whatever. So we sat there for 20 minutes. My legs fell so fucking hard asleep that when I got up for the walking meditation part, right? I almost fell over.
It was like more like wobbling meditation.
Most of the walking meditation was trying to get my fucking legs to work again, like normal. Like, it was all, like, crazy, like, not being able to, like, support my own weight with my own fucking legs. Like, I just sat there cross-legged for 20 minutes. Almost fell out so hard when I immediately got up that I had to catch myself, like, on something. That was how fucking dead asleep my legs were. So by the end of walking meditation, my legs are feeling a little bit better. And then we go back and sit for another 20 minutes. So, and I did a little bit better, but that time I shifted my legs.
Right. You learned from the first time.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm going to really need to stand up after this. So I better
and I think
something.
I might in the future, because the one dude was in a chair. You don't have to sit, like, cross-legged, like, double whatever.
I think it's my chair.
What's it called?
Indian style.
Indian style. So yeah, and then we did a little walking meditation, then we sat back down. I never went back. So I went to the more Quaker stuff than 100% more Quaker meetings than Zen meditation things. So that was fun.
That's crazy.
I mean, you know, it's free to show up. It's essentially the same premise as like what got me to go to like the vegan shit and the Quaker thing was just like, it's free. I've never done it. Like, I've read about meditation online. I'd like to, it seems like it benefits people. That's interesting. So yeah. So that was another one.
I think I'm too scatterbrained to go that deep into thinking about nothing.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I've done it one time in my life that I can recall of like, I managed to think of nothing for like 10 seconds. I was like, that's super fucking cool, but I don't think I've ever been able to do it again.
Yeah.
I had a weird thing happen to me recently. I got a phone call. Oh, no, it was actually a text of, hey, are you awake? And 1 a.m. And it was my brother. I have a weird relationship with my brother, but...
How does that make you feel?
We're mostly cool. It makes me feel like... I completely understand why we have a weird relationship, and I don't think he does. But he asked me this question, and I'd like to know how you guys would answer it. He said, hey, I was just thinking, and I wanted to know, how is it you want me to pray for you? Asking me this, and fully knows how I feel about stuff.
Yeah.
And I, like...
How would you describe yourself? Like, full-on atheist? Or more, like, closer to, like, an agnostic? Or, like... Except, I don't know.
I've always generalized it as, sure, there might be something there. We're not smart enough to understand it. And I don't need a story put to it.
Right. Okay.
But, sure, there might be something there is also... There probably isn't.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Because I haven't felt it.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah. But open to the idea that, yeah, I guess it could be.
I know there's alligators because I've seen them.
Right. You know what I mean? Right. Well, how do you know there are great white sharks? Well, that's a bad example.
I've seen them on TV. I've
seen a lot of shit on TV that's not real. Most of the shit I've seen on TV is not real.
Sure. But most of the stuff. Most of the stuff they say is real. Israel.
Jews, totally not real.
Jews, not real.
Nope.
But, okay, so he says, I wanted to know how you want me to pray for you. What would you say to that? Like, what does he want?
I think he wants to know what's stressing you out or whatever.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Let me back up. Because he said, how would you like me to pray for you and Jade? That's what he said. So I went even more specific with the thinking, okay, are you, like, do you want to know what our problems are?
Yeah.
But he's like, no, not that. I just want to know how you want me to pray for you. And I'm like, dude.
Silently.
I told him, I said, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea how to answer that question. I have one idea how to answer that question that you've already shot down because you don't want to know what we're struggling with. So what the fuck did he want?
Yeah.
Any idea?
Nope.
What the fuck did that mean? And why did he muster up the fucking goals to call me and ask
that's
me?
That's the more interesting
question. Knowing how I feel about things.
Because, like, I don't feel like that's a question that really needs an answer. Like, if I'm going to pray for you, if I'm going to meditate for you and Jade, or pray for you and Jade, right? I know generally, like, I'm just thinking positive thoughts. Like, I hope good things happen to them. I hope they deal with the bad things that are inevitably going to happen in a way that doesn't hurt them. I hope for health for them. You know what I mean? Like, you can get, if you're not looking for specifics, then you know what generally good is.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I just said, I have no idea how to answer that question other than giving you specific things that sucks.
Yeah.
I said, so the only thing I can come up with is just to tell you to do it however you want. the best way you know how.
There seems to be...
Which felt like he should have already known that. And there's no reason to ask me that.
Right.
In the sense, in the sense isn't the right word, but in the sense of him asking you that, there seems to be, and I find this with my boss who's crazy religious, and she's told me stories about this shit of like weird coincidences or weird God's really taking a step in here at this point. Times of somebody thinking about you or somebody thinking about whoever and then calling up and like, hey, what's up? And it might just be the simple, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That is the answer to that, to God saying to that person, hey, you should call this person and say what's up. And it could be as simple as that, you know. And what the response is to that. Like, there's no way he could have gone into that like, oh, I Bobby needs me to pray for Jade's birth control to work or whatever, you know.
Yeah, or less arguments or whatever. Like, that's what I thought he was looking for.
Yeah, I like.
But he said he wasn't.
It seems as though if you're going to go into believing in God, that
random times call for random actions, you know?
See, I twisted it after I hung up the phone. I twisted it into him being selfish. He was serving himself by asking me that question.
But you didn't twist it into, my brother wants to help me.
No, I guess not.
How would you have felt if he called up and just said, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm praying for you and Jade? Would that have been better or worse?
Better as in it would have been less weird.
Right.
Because I expect that anyways.
Right.
Because I know who he is.
Right.
So in a way, it would have been like, you didn't need to
say dummy.
That.
I knew.
Yeah. But at the same time, it wouldn't have been like, what the fuck do you expect out of me right now? Like, what kind of answer are you wanting here? That's what I kept coming back to. Like, why did you knew I wasn't going to have an answer to that question. So were you just getting something off of your fucking psyche?
Sure. I think there was some of that. That had to be some part of it.
What are the chances it was just a time for you that God wanted you to think about something else for a couple minutes?
Not very good. Because we're all alone in the universe.
If it did anything positive.
I'm not necessarily positive.
No, I'm saying if it did anything positive, for a quick second, it did make me think, what about my marriage would need help?
Okay.
If there was a way to help it.
Sure.
For a split second, because that's what I thought he wanted.
Yeah.
I'm starting to run through, well, fuck, do you want me to tell you, like, specific problems? Like, she won't fuck me anymore?
Yeah.
You want me to say shit like that? Like, not that that's a real problem, but it is.
She's fucking me all the time, except for when she's not fucking me.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that could be, if that was some fucking deity's crazy way of getting me to think about that.
Sure.
Then these wasting is, there's much more efficient ways to do so. That was a fucking convoluted Rube Goldberg device to trickle down through probably my brother's pastor who gave him a sermon about marriage, and then he thought about people he knew that was married, and then he was praying, trying to help other people, and he got stuck on me because he felt like he didn't know my marriage well enough, so he had to call me. Like, that's a lot of fucking steps. Because this is where I struggle with it. If said deity is so fucking powerful that he can speak to people, then quit being a fucking pussy and say it to me. We don't need the zigzags, do we?
No, but that's potentially the test that God is kind of not down with.
Yeah, well, I didn't do homework in high school. I'm not doing fucking tests in my 30s.
What about the eye test at the driver's license place?
Fucking, I tell him to fuck off.
Fuck you. My eyes are fine enough to look you in the eye and say, fuck you. Give me my license, I'm out of here.
While I'm looking slightly to the left.
Where are you at?
And God's super, like, roundabout. I don't know why he won't talk to me. Fuck you, and fuck him, and fuck the test, and all that shit. Zippy out.
Oh, yes. Definitely Zippy. What if that's God's way of talking to me my whole life? Let's.
You just haven't been listening for the name Zippy?
Enough? Let's deconstruct Zippy. What the fuck does Zippy mean?
Who knows, dude? Who knows?
Oh, why am I so compelled to write it? It's so weird.
Now who was molested?
By my Uncle Zippy. Did I tell you I had an Uncle Zippy?
I knew it. He called his zipper Zippy, and, well, time to bring Zippy down. I don't like what comes out from behind Zippy. It's time to bring Zippy down.
I'm going to go doodle. My mom walks in my bedroom. My walls are just covered with Zippy. Zippy, yeah. Just written a million times. Get your fucking brother away from me, Mom.
So irresponsible. I'm sort of interested in your... Like, I feel like you do this weird thing with God where you say, well, maybe it's true.
I'm, like, pretty firmly a believer in God.
Well, okay. Then in, like, the specifics of a text like the Bible.
What's the question here?
The specific. I feel like when I've talked to you about like the specifics of the text of the Bible, and you're like, well, maybe I don't know. You can't prove that that's not how it went down.
Yeah.
And that seems like a path that you don't take in other sort of avenues. Like you're certain of all these other things, but in that one, like a pretty big one, in at least in my opinion, it gets a pass. It gets a maybe. Who knows? There's no way of really knowing. Because I feel like if you look into most stuff, like it's still the theory of gravity. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way of really knowing fucking anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you expect a level of data and a level of fucking certainty out of everything else. And I don't mean to be... I hope this doesn't come across like accusatory. I just find it interesting. You know what I mean?
I don't know that I do believe in gravity that much.
Okay.
Is that... I'm maybe confused about what you're saying. I kind of take the wuss's route out and, like, fucking any of it's possible. Any of it's possible, any of it's not possible at the same time. And maybe I don't show or express that as much as I think I feel it.
Are we not recording?
No, we're recording. It's just super tiny.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. Thank you, though. Jiminy Christmas.
Dude, what's going on?
Yeah.
Picking that up.
I don't know what it is, because there's nothing that's really hit me as, like, biblical Christian God is this thing that, like, that has struck me as something I should be go-hung about. Hung-go? What? How's it go? Is that right?
Exactly like that.
Gung-ho? Hung-go? Hung-go?
Hitting fungos on the baseball field. You can be fungo about that. You have specifically stated that you have had a little, like, talk session with, quote-unquote, God.
I'll talk to God. I'll talk at him.
Yeah, because okay. You told me, you like, to reference something, you were describing how you were having one of said conversations
mm-hmm. Yeah.
with God.
Yeah.
And like,
but it's not necessarily a conversation as much as I talk at God. But it's not necessarily...
You answer yourself, though, right? Which
no,
I think...
No, I don't, actually.
When people talk to God, them answering their own questions, they believe is God talking back to them.
Most of it, I would say.
No, I don't believe it's God talking back to me. It's me talking to God and answering stuff with stuff that I already know.
That, I think, is talking to yourself.
Huh?
I think you're talking to yourself. And not like in a joking, like, hey, you're fucking crazy, you're talking to yourself.
No. I think you're... Yeah. It's talking to myself, but also, to an extent, I feel that I'm wasting God's time with questions I already know the answers to.
But God doesn't have a sense of time. He has energy to fucking bring zigzag messages down to me, and I'm only one of 7 billion.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't apply the idea of time to God.
You're not wasting God's time. He's there for everybody at all times, according to God.
Right. I mean, if he was able to exist before the Big Bang, before the universe began, then I don't think time applies. You know what I mean?
Busted.
I know what you mean, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything to me. That's still like it feels pointless to me to talk to God about stuff that I already know. Like I feel like a jerk for being like, "Hey, what's up, God? This is how I think about this thing, or this is the thing that I need help with, or whatever." But I also already know the answer to that needing help with whatever. So my bad.
The answer's inside.
Go about your business.
You haven't been able to like decode it or like. You inherently know the answer, but I'm confused on, you know what I mean? Like, if you know all the answers, then why's your life such shit?
Busted! I don't know all the answers because I know the answer. Well, the answers that I know end up being answers that I can't behave.
We should spam this episode to religious websites. See what kind of feedback we get. Those people will comment. They will.
All those people. It's like
I'm saying they will interact. They'll have something to say about the crazy shit that I've said, you've said, he said.
But those, like, the people that are going to comment are going to be a self-selected.
Believe Jesus.
Like, they're going to be the super pious, super like, I've got it all figured out. And I don't give a fuck what anybody who says, I've got it all figured out, has to say on this fucking topic specifically. I'll trust your ass on, like, fucking chemistry and fucking math and shit, but don't condescend to me and tell me you've got it all. That's such a fucking bullshit place to be. And when you're in that place, you're not fucking open to sort of the reality and the new fucking, you know.
So do you see why my brother calling me, knowing my feelings about things, and asking me how to pray for me is condescending, though?
I think it is, yeah. I don't think it's full condescending.
Because it's kind of like, it's read between the lines, and what he's saying is this. Hey, dude, you know how that thing you feel about? Well, guess what? You're fucking wrong, so why don't you just tell me what it is I can do because I'm right.
Let my dude fix it.
Yeah, let my dude fix it. I know a guy, you know, who knows a guy.
Right. Does super cheap body work.
Yeah, works at H&R Block. Yeah.
No, I think that there is a level of that. I also assume that there's a level of genuine, like, you know, I feel like I can help Bobby. Like, I feel like... And I don't think that that's coming, that it's all coming from either that place of like, I'm going to tell Bobby how it is, or all coming from that place of, I want to do the best thing I could possibly do for my brother. I feel like it's going to be a percentage of each, you know what I mean? And probably other shit too.
But if he was smart about it, he wouldn't have framed it in the praying method.
Totally agree with that.
So therefore he's stupid.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And so what you're telling me is that I should follow the beliefs of a stupid person, what he's telling me.
Right. That's what he's telling you.
Not doing that because you're
follow
fucking...
Follow my dumb ass down this mountain.
You're fucking stupid. And you're not stupid. Because I tell you all the time, like, I like religious people. I think that they're trying their best.
Yeah.
I think that's their way of doing what they can. I feel like if there's a heaven, I'll make it there based on how I live my life. Which I probably won't.
With the crazy porn searches and such.
Yeah. But I don't think that harms anybody.
I don't think so either. I have a little concern for, like I said, like the like crystal meth molested
like if,
aspect of some of that stuff. Like some,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that, and that's about it in terms of people being.
You can't tell that while they're having sex. So.
Sometimes I feel like I can, and it makes me feel like I need to switch videos and finish it somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, can't watch this one anymore.
Because the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm super fucking curious because you never fully answered my question the first time we had this discussion. In your discussion with God or your talk to God. You said you brought me up, but you never told me in what context.
Oh, I don't even remember now.
Oh, okay.
Well, you talked to the JC about Bobby and not me?
I don't even remember. Like,
bullshit, dude.
I don't remember saying that now I brought you up in context.
Out. Now I feel like you're better friends with Bobby than you are with me.
I can fix that. There's this thing I got. It's called Bro Hug It Out, Bro.
I thought you were going to ask me what I needed prayer about in my life.
That would have been much better. You don't remember that, though?
No. No. And I wish I was lying right now so I actually had an answer for you.
You totally did, though.
Do you remember the context?
You were saying that you were struggling with something and you had a conversation about it. And I think you almost answered my question because I think, to my best recollection, what you said was that you were talking to God about me and how I handle things and how you could better.
Oh, no, that was just be more open. Yeah, that was just be more like you as far as just saying your piece than I am. I imagine as far like you're just better at speaking your feelings than I am.
There's a burden with that, though. I say it, then I know that everybody knows it.
The opposite burden to that is not saying it and not ever really getting what you're looking for.
Yeah. But having everybody know it puts you out there on Front Street all the time.
Yeah.
People will assume a lot of things because they know more about you, and they'll assume how you'll handle situations. They'll not do something because they'll assume you'll handle it a certain way. Or they'll assume you'll have a bad opinion about it, so they won't talk to you about it.
Well, that gets into different shit, I think. That gets into a different avenue than the shit that I was talking about at the time. Which doesn't necessarily help anything, but
I pee so much. I don't have a flashlight on my phone. I used to have that app, but I deleted it. It's anti-flashlight.
I think you made it.
Ginger.
Whoa.
Speaking of ginger, that redhead fucking quarterback didn't win the game today.
Yeah, what an asshole. Who hires a redheaded quarterback?
That's a bad move. Yeah, I mean, religious-wise, like, here's where I'm at. I'm not sure if this is still on topic with what you guys were saying. But I'm pretty sure that we're not all alone. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is. I don't think we really have the ability to understand it.
Sure.
I feel like the general, like, across every religion principles are probably fucking in it. You know what I mean? And I like all the shit that Jesus said, but can't get behind, like, the, like, this is exactly what happened. And, like, doctrinally, we have to fucking pursue it this way. And if you got to take the sacrament and do this, then jump through this hoop. Like, I think all that's a bunch of hokey stuff. And I like people, I like religious people, like Bobby was saying, but I'm specific about the religious people I like. Sure. I like a religious person that I can say, like, well, it seems to me like we're all alone in the universe, and they're going to be like, well, I totally get why you would say that.
Yeah.
It feels cold and fucking dark out here. Yeah. Like, I'm with that. I've had experiences in my life that lead me to a different conclusion, and that's my conclusion, and I'm not going to try to push that conclusion on you.
Yeah.
So I like those sorts of aspects. And the other thing I've noticed about religion that I was thinking about the Quaker stuff, right? So I like the idea of meditation, but I feel like I got, like, hardwired Christian. You know what I mean? Like,
sure, yeah.
That's, like, my roots are
probably what
that.
Leans me towards that right. kind of behavior. Yeah.
Right. And I feel like that programming, like, that way of understanding whatever God is, it's just one way of understanding whatever the fuck God is.
Yeah.
And because of that, like, that's why I feel I like the Quaker thing more than the Zen meditation thing.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because it's got that sort of familiar, like, oh, I know generally, like, the story and, like, we're all going to accept that fucking it wasn't 6,000 years ago, and we're all going to be a little more understanding, but principle-wise,
yeah,
that's sort of what we're about.
I hate the cop-outs of religion. I hate the catch a hard question, get the, oh, you got to believe answer.
Yeah.
Isn't that the cop-out of anything, though, until it's theoretically proven? Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
But think about all of other...
Gravity's gravity, because what else is holding you to the ground?
Think about all other historical aspects of things that are proven. And why is this religion thing and these Bible stories so unproven?
Because it's bigger than any of that shit.
A 40-day flood of epic proportions that people could only survive if they jumped onto this boat would show up.
It's a miracle of a boat when you fucking look at like the logistics behind that.
That catastrophic event would show up in the layers of our world. Like everything else that happened a long time ago that was catastrophic that we know happened. Glacier movements, plate tectonics, all that stuff can be scientifically mapped and proven. The 40-day flood, the fucking parting of the Red Sea, none of that can be fucking broke down. And that those specific stories are the only thing in history that can't be fucking proven. That is way too much of a fucking hokey coincidence for me. And I would be so much happier if the religious people said, hey, listen, dude, yeah, the Bible is full of fucking fables, all meant to prove something to you internally. They're all meant to conjure up a moral, but they don't say that.
Some of them do.
Yeah, it depends on who you're listening to.
I had a Catholic fucking philosophy teacher who explained it exactly like that, and he was laid it down like this. Listen, those dumb fucks couldn't fucking read or write or do anything back then. So the only fucking way to explain, like, this crazy, mysterious shit is through these fucking parables and these stories meant to illustrate stuff. And that's when, like, that was, and especially being a Catholic, that, like, really took me back. Like, whoa, I expected a different take on that shit than from you. Like, so I do think that that's sort of case by case, as is everything. But to me, that stuff that you talk about, those fables, are the religion part of it. And the rest of it, the big questions and the stuff that I'm interested in, is the sort of spiritual part of it.
But in general, religious people all believe we came from two people. And that's the biggest, that's the beginning story.
First two monkeys change over to...
No, there's a man, there's a woman.
Now, is that in like Islam and any Eastern religions, do you guys know?
I have no idea. But, like, I don't see how it's possible to still think we came from Adam and Eve. That God said, here's these already two fully formed humans. Let me plop them here.
Wait. We just got the dude, and then we took out his rib and made the lady.
Okay, right. Yeah. That's even fucking... So what, did you put the rib in a Petri dish? Yeah. In a fucking greenhouse?
Right.
Water it daily?
Like, see, I kind of totally think they did. Like, I'm all right with believing God slash whatever his bro-hugging bros are.
God, all his cronies?
Yeah. Like, I...
Put that shit in a Petri dish. I'm golfing today.
Like, I think that's kind of part of my structures, like, perhaps... Is that you?
My phone's...
Somebody?
Dying. You need Jesus.
That's one of the aspects, I guess, that I'm willing to entertain, I guess, is that here's some fucking crazy alien technology we don't understand. We're going to plop some humans down, start it off.
Yeah, I mean,
and the easiest way to explain that is, here's this really nice place, we plop some people down here, and then however long later, the world's populated with people.
I mean, that seems like a crazy jump to conclusions from my perspective.
So did he experiment with animals first?
No, yeah. I think so, probably. Yeah, and when, to an extent.
Why would God need to experiment with anything?
What if he didn't know what he was doing? What if he's
who the fuck is running the show?
He's
if
all
he
knowing.
Didn't know what he's doing, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
He's all knowing. It's all mapped out.
That's kind of in the definition of God. I mean, that all
is it, or is it just to our perspective? And again, getting to this, these people don't know how to read. Is it here's an easy way to explain that?
That I'm fine with.
Here's an environment that we don't really understand.
Believing that literally the rib and was you know was taken apart and put in a fucking petri dish.
Well, here's something we don't understand. Here's an environment we don't understand. So we need to test to make this. A supreme being for the land is going to take some testing and some fucking trial and error. Thus, you get mermaids and you get, you know.
You never get mermaids. Ever.
Tom Hanks gets mermaids. We don't.
More shit that I saw on TV that wasn't fucking real.
I don't know. Like, I don't see why not.
So you don't think we evolved?
I think there's been some evolution, but not necessarily.
Not it came from monkeys?
It could, you know, fuck, I don't know.
To me, honestly, that, like, the time question and the evolution question seem like a super easy answer if you have a loose enough understanding, or not understanding, but sort of belief system in terms of Christianity. Like, it makes all the sense in the world to me that God's day ain't my fucking day, and...
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
very much so.
Seven days?
Yeah.
Like that's a billion
years. Yeah, exactly.
Years,
really, like, 7 million years or whatever, fuck. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then evolution as being like,
yeah.
On the sixth day, he made
yeah.
dudes and chicks and bros, and that took like
yeah.
500 million fucking years
yeah.
to make that happen.
Yeah.
That's one of the cop-outs of religion I hate.
Why?
Because in plenty of other things in the Bible, they talk about specific years. Jesus, those 33 years. And if they can be specific on time in parts of the Bible, why do they have to be so open to interpretation and ambiguous about time in other parts
well,
of the Bible?
Specifically those days, I would say, because there ain't shit going on. Like, they're not accepting, humans aren't fucking in the picture. The whole frickin' first day was light, or whatever.
Well, how much
I mean?
Of that is actually also...
And again, just a metaphor, like...
Well, how much of it is knowable history as well? Like, was there somebody chopping into a piece of rock in Jesus' day that said, oh, he was born now and he died now?
Right.
As, you know, understandable history or comprehensible history versus, well, we don't really know what happened those first couple days or whatever the fuck.
See, I mean, and honestly, like, I guess that is, I mean, I guess I can see that as being a cop-out.
But the Bible was written by people. It was written. The Bible was written.
Yes.
It's not a thing we don't know about. It's there. It's written.
Right, but if you're...
And the story behind it is that each chapter was written by somebody else. And their version of their time of events. So who wrote the chapter about this 500 million years? Because they weren't there for the 500 million years.
Sure.
Well, yeah, it doesn't say 500 million years.
Well, I'm saying, but in order to take the evolution argument into the creation argument... You have to almost assume that those days were not days. They were years and millions of them.
Right. Well, I mean, I think, like, the evolution thing has only been a theory on the planet for what? Like, a couple hundred?
Yeah.
500, maybe? Fuck, even like a 500 is about right.
Depends on if you're
whenever the
saying Darwin was around. Yeah, I think
Darwin
was
early 1900s.
Yeah.
Okay, so... 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darwin was like early 1900s.
So we've only had that evidence from now. So them like writing it in days makes sense on some level.
I also feel if there was a large plan that it's a fucking shitty one because.
Look at us go.
Well, I'm saying that in terms of what we've accomplished in the last 50 years, God didn't make this stuff available to the people for the last...
Where's the internet, God?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Why couldn't Moses tweet?
Because I think information breeds more information. And I think that the reason we're accelerated to where we're at now is because we build up a civilization of gathering information. And each time somebody gathered information, the next person who gathered information gathered more quicker because of the person right, before them. That foundation. Yeah. And that's why we accelerated. And if your plan involves millions of years, why would you focus on a short 100 to change things so quickly when it's easier explained because our intelligence breeded more intelligence, and that's what made us understand all this stuff faster?
Isn't exponential growth a issue, though?
I don't know. You tell me. I got some exponential growth going on in my belly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bobby swallowed a bunch of boners.
They weren't boners when you swallowed them, though.
Exponentially grown.
I
acid limp dicks when you
I only swallow soft dick. That's my rule. If you get a hard on, I'm done. I'm moving on to the next.
I think there's something to be said for exponential growth. And here's
samples of it, fractals and such.
Yeah, here's this knowledge that previously to this 100 years or whatever, three people had. But then as libraries grew or whatever the fuck, the internet came along, now thousands of people had that knowledge.
But why choose to allow things to go on for so long before you introduce that exponential growth?
I don't necessarily believe that it went on that long. I think it's a situation where just the knowledge was different.
I'm so sorry.
No, I don't swell anything.
Bro, hug it out, bro. I mean, not cool. I get it.
It depends on what the knowledge is. Because was there a time that we didn't understand that gravity was a thing? And then suddenly this one dude was like, oh, that apple just hit me in the head. Here's why. And then 20 years later, a lot of people knew why, and now we understand gravity.
I think gravity is always a thing. I don't think people were just jumping off of trees thinking that there wasn't going to be something that would drop them to the ground. I don't think people just walked around willy-nilly fucking jumping off of ledges and plateaus and cliffs because they didn't realize what gravity was.
No, but I don't think they necessarily understood it either, which I don't know. Who knows what the explanation would have been then. Like, oh, I'm stuck to the ground.
I probably would have written a Bible verse about Jesus making the floor sticky.
Perhaps.
Gross, Jesus.
Quit coming on the floor, Jesus.
Do you guys want to say goodbye?
What do you think this is, Pee Wee Herman's movie theater?
Gross.
Wow.
Keeping it topical.
Dated.
Thanks for listening. You can find us at snorecoffee.com or on Twitter.
Maybe by the time the show comes out, he will have come in another adult movie.
Okay. Yeah, we might get lucky.
You might actually hit this.
Let's call him up. That'd be sweet.
Be back.
We need you to jerk off at a movie theater again, Pee Wee.
Like pronto.
It's really important for our buddy to be right about stuff, so help us and just beat off on a movie theater floor and get caught.
He said it. In order to make myself a better friend, I need to make it happen.
I'm trying to come through for him.
He'd do it for me.
Yes, he would.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
See ya.
More podcast.
I am fucking cold.
Yeah. Debating on whether I want to be here for a whole another hour. As much as I like our theological conversation. Genuinely, I love it. I dig talking about stuff.
I love every fucking second of it.
But my ass hurts.
Yep.
Dude sucks with words.
That dude has got so many words on his head right now.
We talk a bunch.
Yeah, you should definitely be the one to come up with the idea.
You'd be awesome in fucking what is it? What do they call it? unprogrammed Quaker services.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just sit there and don't talk.
All right. Look into it.
Don't make eye contact with people. It weirds them out. Same goes for the Zen thing.
Really?
Make eye contact.
And the like karate thing. Chop you?
And the vegan thing. Those people are so hungry, they will, like, see that as a threat and then skin and eat you.
Sorry. You guys got to keep it going while we go.
As long as you weren't made in a factory farm.
I would almost be cool with another hour if we, like, took, like, a 10-15-minute break inside for a minute.
It's just going to make the cold worse, though.
You think so?
I think so. I think going into a warm place and then, like, coming out.
I think anytime you go into the cold, it's cool at first. The longer you're out there, the worse it gets. I think we warm up our bones. It'll be a while before we feel this chill again.
I'm not warming up my bone with you. I won't do it.
Well, then we're not friends.
Oh, fuck! I knew I was letting you down somehow. Yeah, I mean, I think I really value, like, these conversations with you guys, in part because my wife is so fucking, like, nope, this is the way it is, it's all explained, like, done and done. Which, to me, seems wicked fucking lazy. Like, so intellectually lazy. Like, well, I read it in a book. Like, I read a bunch of books, so what the, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm reading it right now.
Yeah. I'm not fucking, like, super concerned about killer clowns sneaking up through the fucking sewer pipes. Like, to base your whole thing on just, like, one book and then take everything as, like, nope, this is it. That is the part that I don't get. And that's the sort of attitude that I have. I think I've said this fucking 6 times since we've been on this topic. But that's the attitude I don't have tolerance for or struggle with tolerance for.
You might be the tiebreaker on an idea.
Uh-oh.
I said, I feel like I'd almost be cool with another hour if we took like a 10-15-minute break and went inside for a minute and warmed up and then started anew. Joel said he thinks that would make the cold worse coming back out. My theory is that the cold's not bad when you first come out. It gets worse as you're out here. So starting from scratch would help.
Have you ever done, before you answer that question?
And then Joel punched me.
Made me feel powerful. Hit another man, another bro. Have you and Bobby ever done a solo podcast?
No,
I don't believe so.
Because you've done one with me and you've done one with Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys warm up and I'll bail.
That was clever. I think me and Austin would fail at a solo podcast.
Yeah, I think so too, because we talk too much on
polar
smoke
opposites.
Break. Well,
that's great for radio.
No.
For podcast radio.
No, because everything I'm trying to talk about, he's going to be like deep internally not wanting to talk about. And everything he talks about, I'm going to be like trying to take in a different direction.
That's what you do.
Yeah. It'll be an hour of me trying to convince him to let me bro hug it out with him.
Yeah, that sounds about right, actually.
So listen to that episode.
No. No, stop. No.
Get away.
No.
Just one, dude, just one.
Just like a solid like 10 minutes of you guys like scuffling around in the dark. Like not
tripping over stuff. And yeah. Get away. Stop.
All right, dude, well, if not for you, then stop.
For me, just for fucking me.
No,
for
stop.
Obviously, we're not as close as I thought we were.
Yeah, but plus me and Austin talk like every day about shit.
We've run out of topics to discuss.
Like, we bring up something.
Fork.